A record amount of outside money is flooding into Senate races across the country. Of course, control of the chamber is up for grabs in next week's election. As NPR's Jim Zaroli reports, much of the outside money comes from groups whose donors are a mystery.
Last March, a day before the filing deadline, Montana Governor Steve Bullock announced he would challenge the Republican Senate incumbent Steve Daines. And so began the epic battle of the Steves on the airwaves.
I think that Daines had his first attack ad up in, I would say, it was less than a week.
Lee Banville teaches journalism at the University of Montana. He says many millions of dollars are being spent on the race. The population of its largest city, Billings, can fit inside a big college football stadium. So all those millions buy a lot of TV and internet ads.
Whether it's the radio or, you know, gosh knows if you're watching the nightly news or Jeopardy, it's political ad after political ad after political ad.
We've seen the climate changing right here in Montana. That's why we need to plan our votes for climate champions like Steve Bullock.
Montana's hardworking families are keeping more of what they earn, and our small businesses are growing and hiring locally because Steve Daines fought to cut their taxes.
Of the money being spent, nearly $100 million has come from outside Montana. It easily dwarfs the money the candidates have raised themselves. The same thing is happening in Iowa, Michigan, Arizona, and other states with competitive races, says Michael Beckel of the Campaign Finance Reform Group, Issue One.
You're really seeing both Democrats and Republicans trying to use every weapon in their arsenal to control as much power as possible in the next Congress.
Some of these groups are well known, but who's giving them money can be a big mystery to voters. Federal law allows nonprofit groups to shovel unlimited cash into campaign ads, and they don't have to reveal their donors, says Chi-Sun Lee of the Brennan Center.
We've seen a tremendous amount of outside spending this year, and a lot of it dark money spending, meaning spending where voters can't know where the money's originally coming from.
Often these outside groups are behind the most vitriolic ads, such as this one from the National Association of Gun Rights against North Carolina Senate candidate Cal Cunningham.
He wants to punish honest citizens with radical gun control.
The election in North Carolina between Cunningham and incumbent Republican Tom Tillis is now the most expensive Senate race in history. Nearly $180 million in outside money has poured in. The airwaves are filled with slash-and-burn ads.
What do you call a man who doesn't just accept Trump's corruption, but votes for it? What do you call a man like this? You call him Tom Tillis.
That ad is paid for by the Never Trumper Lincoln Project, one of the most prolific spenders this year. Montana writer Dan Brooks wonders if these sledgehammer subtle negative ads turn off voters.
From the perspective of people that I talk to about it, it just makes everyone generally angry at politics. I think that, like, just seeing it everywhere is alienating.
Many of these groups have bland names that obscure who they really are. A bill passed by the House would force them to be more transparent about their funders. It's stuck on Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell's desk. The idea behind the bill is that voters should know where this outside money's coming from, even if they can't get rid of it altogether. Jim Zaroli, NPR News.